This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We have a moment called Tech Focus, and today we are talking about the disappearing airtime and how to stop it. And I ask for your experiences if you have been having airtime disappear without using data or without making a phone call. And do you know how to stop that? And do you know how frustrating it is knowing very well that you've got airtime for those that are not on contract? Hi, fam. Kimimi, kamo sishiro. I am on prepaid, and I get this message at least four times a day. I had a caller tune, but now I can't cancel it. And every time I try to cancel the subscription using the USSD, it gives me a technical error. And now I just don't recharge anymore because my airtime will just vanish. Let's see what message comes in, because you also sent through a screenshot. Oh, it says, hi, you have insufficient airtime for this purchase. To recharge, go to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da and dial what. So you keep on receiving the same message over and over again. No wonder your airtime gets wiped up from time to time. Edzai Zwobo is joining us on the line for Tech Focus. He's our tech expert. He'll also give us an idea of whether it is legal or what could be happening as far as this wireless application service providers are stealing this airtime from us and how to stop that. Edzai?
Hi, Complexion. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. Thank you for making time. I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm well. Thank you.
Messages coming in here and people sharing their experiences of how the airtime just disappears like that. Let's delve deeper into this. I mean, are mobile networks legally allowed to sign up users using this wireless application service providers without our consent?
So you find that it's the most frustrating thing to say you bought airtime and then it disappears. I mean, I feel the users, when they're calling in and saying they're frustrated. But then you find that it's not the mobile network operators that are deducting money. These are third parties, other companies, which are called wireless application service providers, and they belong to an association called WASPA, which governs their behavior, of which there are rules that a lot of them break, but it's just that people don't know where to report, right? Mm. So we find that there are three ways that airtime disappears, basically. Either through subscriptions with its ringtones, horoscopes, competitions, even adult content, can you imagine? And then the second one is our apps like your YouTube, your WhatsApp. When you're not using them, they actually use data and airtime in the background, right? Mm. So you actually have to be aware of that your apps that you've downloaded use some form of data, and they can actually eat up your airtime. And then the last one, sometimes we also do these competitions where we dial *120* star or something, these premium SMS services.
Yeah.
Some of them are not unscrupulous. They actually break the rules. Like, for example, a simple rule like WhatsApp should not send any advert or any SMS after 8 p.m. Mm. If you get one after 8 p.m., you can actually report them to the WhatsApp Association and they will lose their license because of such bad behavior.
Mm. I miss the days of BBM. You just pay 59 rands and you are active for the whole month. Anything else can run in the background, you don't care.
Yeah.
But are there any costs associated with deactivating or unsubscribing from some of this premium content that is unwanted?
No, it's actually free. Okay, it's supposed to be free, but yeah. You find that there's some bad actors. Because they say you should send an SMS saying stop.
Yes.
But you find that they might actually charge you for that stop. And there's no guarantee that when you send the stop, they will stop. But they are supposed to. So if you see that happening, then that's when you actually take them to WASPA. And you can actually become the next Makati, literally, because you have a right to to have them stop.
Yeah.
And then also, a simple way that I've found that I'm using is that I'm using Truecaller, for example, right?
Yeah.
Truecaller to actually know who is calling me, because nowadays you don't know where some of these SMSs are coming from. You don't know where some of these calls are coming from. And then the moment you click on that link, you are going into some, Alice in Wonderland cave type thing, you know? Mm. So you have to be careful what you click as well.
And I think we also have to monitor what kids do with our phones, because we are so relaxed as parents. You know, they want to play games. We give them the phone and they end up subscribing to things that we are not even aware of. All you realize is that, yes, as my time, it just keeps going, Is there a simple way that people can check whether they are subscribed to any services without having to call their mobile network after realizing that their time is going?
So it's proactivity. I mean, currently there are no dashboards where you can say, okay, I'm looking at the what is eating my data. But you can use, like, for example, like an iPhone, Android, you can go to your settings and check to see what is using data, what apps are using data. You might be shocked that some of the apps, you don't even know that your kid downloaded them, you know. So go to the settings, check on the data usage, right? That's where you'll be able to just use as a proxy to see what's happening in terms of data drainage.
Yeah, we are no longer working just for our kids. We are working for Roblox as well, because
you know,
when they must move Roblox to that. Yeah.
You know, my child, I've banned him from Roblox for 1 month, yeah. And I actually have a different child. So Roblox has literally taken over their lives, eh?
Yes, they. Definitely. Thank you so much for making time to chat to us. He's our tech expert, and we touch base whenever they are confusing or very interesting developments in the tech space. And today we're just looking at the misbehaving that we have spotted from the wireless application service providers, where people's airtime ends up disappearing, and how to also go about stopping that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.